BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, big old concert announcement, 8 o'clock. And get this, we'll give away tickets too.
Wait, nobody told me that either.
Yeah.
What? Win them before you can buy them?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, awesome. Speaking of winning, so I walk in this morning. I check my email, right? And there it is, an email from Jack Pocket. You're a winner.
Whoa.
$1,000 a day for the rest of your life. That's what I played, the game that I played, right? Jack Pocket, you've won. I told Carson, I'm jumping up and down for joy. I'm doing the old dance, you know, the old sack dance, whatever. Yeah. I'm doing my dance here in the studio. I click on it. $3.
Whoa. Congratulations.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's baby steps.
Yeah.
They need to put in there how much you want. That's like those fake lottery scratch-off tickets, man. When somebody jumps up and down, they think they won $10,000 and it's a fake ticket.
Well, it did say you're a winner on the Lucky for Life game. So I was like, wow, maybe you actually won the jackpot.
Oh, that isn't fair.
Yeah, it was a tease.
It had those emojis, you know, like with the present and the balloons and the confetti blowing off. Congratulations. It had all that.
Well, that's part of the excitement.
$3.
Yay.
I'm back in the game, though.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Let's go.
I used my $3. I'm back in.
I mean, that means you're lucky, right? So $3, you got lucky. So who knows?
Keep the lucky streak going.
Yep.
That email threw me for a loop this morning. I thought, woo, this is it. I'm going home. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It is a Tuesday. And it's going to be cloudy and colder today, but I think it's going to warm up later on in the week just a little bit, okay? Not bad. We have Tate McRae tickets to give away. We'll do that in about 15, 20 minutes. And then a big concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. This is a big show. Big show. And we have a couple of tickets to give away to that show when we announce it at 8 o'clock this morning. I know Carson's excited.
Oh,
Jamie's excited.
Yeah,
everybody's
gonna be awesome.
All pumped.
Yep. I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Dolly. Dolly's
awesome.
Who
doesn't love Dolly?
Right?
The double D tour.
Yeah.
Woo! Can't wait.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is Upsy okay?
I don't know. I'm worried about him.
Me too.
The same thing. I think he's going to be okay because he's like a department head or whatever and the union, whatever he is.
Union boss.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the boss, but he's one of like the...
Steward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call him.
So anyway, I hope he is.
Upsy is the driver that delivers here for UPS, obviously. Upsy. He is Jamie's boyfriend. And, even though he's married.
He's married with a lot of kids that he really loves and
but
stuff. But
he is a pretend boyfriend, though.
Right, he is.
Right?
Yep.
He's the package guy. He's a hot dude, man.
He
Those
is a
short
hot dude.
Shorts. He'll wear shorts in January. He's that confident.
I don't know if they're short shorts.
shorts, and boots.
I think they're a required uniform.
Got those rolled down socks. Man, oh man. I'm telling you, if I were gay, woo!
Boy, you sure did take a account for his outfit, didn't you?
You got everything.
Yeah, he does.
UPS has announced now the way they're doing this, 400 people to be laid off. The way they're doing this is wrong. Now, being laid off in general is wrong. But to make them work through Christmas?
Yeah, knowing like there's a date where you're going
to
be done.
Well, no. Knowing that you have to deliver all those damn packages. Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
The workload is so high.
Yeah,
they have to work through Christmas knowing that it's going to be just unbelievable, the running with all these packages and stuff.
I didn't see that they have to work through Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
60 days. They're letting them know 60 days in front that they're going to lay them off.
See, I don't really understand how this is happening because usually what they do is they hire more people during the holidays.
Exactly.
Well, again, they're going to keep everybody on through the holidays.
No, I know, but usually then there's an extra hiring process. Remember, they add more people.
Yeah, seasonal workers.
Yep, seasonal workers every time.
Here's the story.
More than 400 UPS workers here in Colorado will lose their jobs, at least temporarily. A letter sent to the mayor of Commerce City. It states the 404 workers at the facility on Ivy Street will be displaced on January 15th because...
Why do you have to send a letter to the mayor and tell the mayor we're laying off all these people? I don't get that.
Half of that facility is closing. It will not fully reopen until 2026. UPS says the temporary closure has to do with automation. It also said, quote, our employees are extremely important to us and we're working to place as many as possible in other positions. We remain committed to working with them throughout this transition and providing support.
Yeah.
So So that sounds like some computers took over, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Automation.
It's robots.
Yeah.
It's these damn robots, man. AI. Take it up. That's what it sounds like. They're going to lay off 400 people. They're going to dangle that carrot. Oh, you might be back. We just don't know yet. We're going to upgrade the system over there. And when they upgrade the system, they're going to put robots in there. And you're not coming back.
My God, you're on my nerves today.
I just feel bad for the UPS people.
Well, then show some empathy.
They have to work.
Instead of screaming about robots.
Well, that's part of the problem, Jamie. Robots. They're going to take our job one day.
I know. Hey, they already have.
And I'm going to scream at them for that, too.
In several markets, they already have. There's AI voice people. Well, I showed you how it works on my Spotify.
Yeah.
That guy goes, yeah, coming up next, we got your favorite hits from everything you like to hear. I was like, what is that guy?
Yeah, that's my job.
That's an AI guy. My son's like, Mom, that's AI. And I'm like, why is he on there? Yeah, it's pretty scary. That's true. Yeah.
400 people just here in Colorado are going to be let go because they got to upgrade their system. We know what the upgrade means. Hopefully, they get part of them get their job back.
I was trying to find his Facebook page to see like what he had to say, but I can't find it.
Wasn't it just a couple of months ago that they announced that all these drivers in 2025 were getting a big raise?
Yes.
Now we're finding out that, no, you're not getting a raise. In fact, you lost your job.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It just, none of it adds up. And then I guess there was some type of requirement that they have to tell them 60 days in advance. That's why they're finding out today that they're going to have to work through Christmas, but then they'll be let go at the first of the year.
Yeah, it's like a working notice. A lot of companies do that.
That is just like absolutely the worst because you've got to go through the most busiest time of the year and then, boom, you're gone.
Well, and then if you want your exit package, you have to work up until that day.
Oh, he wrote a really sweet thing on his Facebook page.
Aww.
Oh, he did. He's like, he's really, really upset about this. And he said, our union is working to save people's jobs and provide them with other places to go for guaranteed work and hours. This is why it's great to have a union job. They really do work hard for the employees and to save jobs, keep people working and provide for their families. And thank you. And he said all the Teamsters and all these people.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Right. But you can tell he feels sad.
And they work hard, too.
Yeah. So
that's a tough job, man. He comes in here every day. He gets that little dolly out. And then, I mean, just box after box after box, lugging it into this building. It's a crazy job.
Oof, I don't know what this says, though. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out
We wish him the best.
The way he's writing it, I'm trying to figure out if he's
like
okay.
Like reading between
the
lines.
Yeah, like, yeah. Anyway, but he says thanks to everybody who checked on him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does suck. And then I won't be able to see my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I'll get a new UPS man.
Yeah, that's not, if we get one at all.
Oh, I know.
We may have to go with the FedEx dude.
He's not very friendly.
No, he's not. He's that not. AI, you're right, taking over everything. It's my job to tell you. Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a twin spin is on the way.
Oh,
two of your favorite hits back to back. That's my job.
Yeah, that is your job.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Let's hear. Carrie Underwood concert film is coming to Hulu in 2025. Carrie Underwood, you know, Carrie Underwood is, first of all, she's an amazing singer. She's like physically just, I mean, ripped and shredded. And she's one of those people that have been famous for quite a while and hasn't had any kind of scandal.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
You know, the only thing with Carrie Underwood, every time you mention her name, I think of those one-legged pants. She wears one-legged pants intro to Sunday Night Football.
Oh, gotcha.
That thing plays every week, and one leg is covered, one leg's not. Just looks weird.
Well, so does Shalom for the Buffs. He does, too.
Yeah, I don't see him, though.
You don't?
No, I see her, but
he's
I don't see him.
He's the quarterback.
Well, I don't see him wearing his one-legged pants.
Oh, well, he wears one-legged pants. Yeah,
All right.
Carrie Underwood, Reflection, will be arriving in Hulu in January, giving fans the best seat in the house as they experience the singer's popular show at Resorts World Theater in Resorts World Las Vegas. The residency concert showcases Underwood's catalog of hits, featuring a 100-minute set list of tracks. You know, it's funny, because I was going through, like, the whole on my Spotify, the whole Imagine Dragons library. How do they remember all those songs?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I mean, that is crazy.
I find it amazing.
I do, too. It's like, that's a lot of stuff to just remember.
Yeah. Any act, I'm talking, the Eagles or whomever, get on stage, and they got bukus of songs. How do they do it?
Right? I mean, lordy. Reba McEntire is speaking out against an apparent online scam targeting her social media followers. Over the weekend, Reba issued a PSA reminding her fans to proceed with caution when using the internet. The country singer suggested that scammers have been impersonating her online and reaching out to follow to ask for payments via gift cards, electronic transfers, in exchange for meeting her, which is not true.
No.
I remember that Dr. Phil I saw, and I think it was Brad Pitt. This lady spent like $200,000 to Brad Pitt, and she knew. Even Dr. Phil was like, it's a scam. There's no Brad Pitt is not reaching out to you. And she still didn't believe Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
She got so brainwashed.
I don't know how people fall for that, either. Though.
It's so sad. It's really sad. I already told you about Kim Kardashian. Oh, let's talk about, I don't really want to, but let's talk about P. Diddy for a minute. I guess his jail cell was raided, and now, this might be a little iffy, you guys. I'm worried about this. They're saying that it violates his, like, 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment or something like that. And now his attorneys are saying, like, he needs to be out because you guys just violated his rights.
Bad chance.
I don't know. I mean, they got to be careful with stuff like that.
They've got every right to invade and go into his jail cell. That's just part of prison.
Well, you think, it's a prison.
They do searches all the time in prison.
This says that they took documents.
That's what I was getting ready to finish, and I didn't get to. Yeah.
Well, those documents are documents about how he was trying to quieten down some witnesses.
This says that the prosecutors aren't entitled to these documents.
Guess what? He's going to stay in jail.
I'm just saying, it's scary. We got to tiptoe. We don't want this thing to be all blown up all of a sudden,
right?
Yeah,
they still got to follow due process.
Exactly.
He is a criminal, and he did do that, but they got to do it the right way.
The attorney claimed that the federal agents admitted to possessing the notes allegedly taken from Combs' cell, arguing the alleged search violated the rapper's 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment rights. Combs' legal team also said the notes were handed over to trial prosecutors and may have been used in a legal filing aimed at keeping Combs in custody. They requested an immediate hearing to address the matter, demanding accountability from federal agents regarding who authorized the alleged search of Combs' prison cell, who decided which materials to confiscate, and who passed the alleged seized items to the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm just saying,
this could be a big deal.
Yeah, this could be bad. We need to keep him there, and so that's the scary part. I mean, for them to be demanding right now we go and talk about this is telling me that something was done that wasn't exactly right. So we'll see. Let's see here. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's Missionary album is set to arrive December 13th. I guess, are you excited about this, you guys? I mean, are you guys
I mean, Snoop and Dre?
Yeah, they haven't been together
since. It should be pretty good, yeah.
1993. I don't know, I feel like a lot of, yeah. Sammy Hagar has announced Best of Both Worlds Las Vegas residency. Sammy Hagar has announced a Las Vegas residency, which will feature his Best of Both Worlds band, comprised of guitarist Joe Satriani, Michael Anthony, drummer Kenny, I don't know who that guy is. But I do know that the last guitarist, forgot his name, he wanted to be on it, and they asked him, are you going to be on it? And he said, he didn't invite me.
Oh, sounds like he's bitter.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Poor guy.
I know, right?
Sammy Hagar looks good for his age.
He really does.
He looks great.
I agree.
You would think a guy that's been around rock and roll as long as he has would really be going downhill. He'd have one of those Rolling Stone looks. those guys, they didn't age well.
No, they did not.
But man, Sammy Hagar, he looks good.
I agree with you. He does. He has like a podcast or whatever. And he sings with different people, and you can tell when he doesn't know the song, like he's never heard of the song. I think it was Rick Springfield came in, and poor Sammy is like, he's never heard of Rick Springfield songs. He's like, Jesse's got a girl. And I was like, dude, go practice and learn the music.
Do some homework on it.
Oh my God. Let's see here. Oh, and then the big question of the morning is, what, in fact, is an asshat?
I think an a-hole is basically what it is.
See, I was thinking it was a nice little hat for your ass.
No, it might be. I don't think it'd be used the way it's being used.
I was thinking just a hat. Like literally a butt on your head.
Yeah, just like
you wear it
cheeks.
As a hat.
Oh, yeah, nice. I was thinking bending over and putting a cowboy hat on my head.
One of those mini ones?
Yeah, one of the mini ones. Whatever. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock. A big concert announcement and a pair of tickets to that show. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.